And we'll report next on something that's been brought out of the earth in the Sahara Desert. It's a new and very strange dinosaur. And when we say new, of course, we mean newly discovered. It's old. Scientists have just completed reconstruction of an elephant-sized beast whose skull and jaw are unlike anything they have ever seen. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on what's being called the Mesozoic cow.
Paleontologist Paul Sereno has a reputation for finding new kinds of dinosaurs in out-of-the-way places. His latest discovery comes from Niger, where it had been buried 110 million years ago during the Mesozoic era. Sereno spent years piecing together the creature's bones. When he got the head and jaw together, he was shocked.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is this is the weirdest dinosaur I've ever seen. It's some kind of a Darth Vader dinosaur. When you look at the skull, you put the skin on it, and it does look like, you know, most people think it looks like a vacuum. And they, I think quite appropriately, want to put that muzzle close to the ground or are wondering what it is vacuuming up.
The skin is a plastic rendering of what the animal, called Nigerosaurus tachetti, looked like. Sereno calls Nigerosaurus an extreme dinosaur, one of nature's more bizarre experiments.
It has a jaws wider than the skull. There's no other animal that's done that. All the teeth up front in some type of conveyor belt fashion to create these shears.
These shearing teeth are aligned across the front of the wide, boxy mouth like a row of sharpened piano keys. Sereno says the animal probably used the top and bottom rows like scissors to graze on low-growing ferns or primitive plants like horsetail. Its mouth held as many as 5 replacements for each tooth at any one time and probably lost a row every month. The scientists also discovered something unusual by doing a CT scan of its skull. CT means computerized tomography. It's like a 3-dimensional X-ray. That revealed the bony remains of the animal's organs of equilibrium, the organs that help it keep its balance, like the semicircular canals in our own ears. From the positioning of those organs, it looked as if the animal spent most of its time with its head pointed almost straight down. That's different from the way the big, long-necked dinosaurs are usually depicted. Combined with the mower-like teeth, it reinforces the idea of a ground-level grazer. Paleontologist Larry Whitmer of Ohio University says the scientists couldn't have figured that out without CT scanning.
What it's done for paleontology is opened up really whole new vistas for questions that we could ask about dinosaurs, things that we never even thought we could ask, we can now even answer.
Nigerosaurus has more surprises. Sereno gives a tour of its long, bony spine.
So the animal's about 30 feet long. We're standing at the base of the neck here, and it rises above our heads. When you see the vertebrae in front of us, there's more air in each one of these vertebrae in the neck and in the back than there is bone.
In fact, many of the bones that make up the skull and jaw are remarkably thin and light. Sereno says he doesn't quite know what to make of that on such a big animal. It certainly wouldn't work on a mammal.
Every mammal that has gone into serious chewing, like a cow, has made the skull more robust. They've enhanced the jaw muscles. This is breaking a lot of rules. And so I am serving it up to the science. I'm serving notice to the scientific community, to the biomechanics out there. You got to explain this one.
The fossil reconstruction of Nigerosaurus is on display at the National Geographic Society in Washington, D.C., where Sereno is an explorer in residence when he's not teaching at the University of Chicago. Sereno describes the dinosaur in the latest issue of the online journal of the Public Library of Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.